your average talk show and definitely not your average talk show host. The Walt Bonetti Radio Program on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with me. We are broadcasting live from the original Italian Pie of Kenner, 3600 Williams Boulevard, just a little bit north of West Esplanade, and that is Kelly Pickler. She is the big headliner for Freedom Fest this Sunday in Kenner. Four great acts, and obviously as a free concert, all of these acts would be enough individually to come out and see. Mason Ramsey, 6.5 million YouTube views. Unbelievable for an 11-year-old. Unbelievable. But then you also have Danielle Bradbury. You have Diamond Rio. Tons of hits from Diamond Rio. And Kelly Pickler. And free fireworks. And the concert is free. The day is free. Come on out. You have to spend $5 to park. But hey, so what? Right? What is $5? But we are broadcasting live from the original Italian Pie of Kenner and going to talk with some Kenner business owners, and very excited to have a longtime friend. I don't know how long I've known you, Rita, but we don't want to give away our ages, although I am older than you, especially today. But we are very excited to be joined by Ms. Arita Bohannon. She is an attorney in Kenner, and she actually has a new business that she just started, and I'm excited about it, and that's why I wanted to have her on to talk about it. How you doing, Arita?
Great. I'm doing great, and I really appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you. We did open a new business in Kenner, and Kenner was an obvious choice to pick to locate our new business, not just because I have other Kenner businesses, and I've chosen to live my life here. We have our home here, but it's central location. We can access the river parishes as well as New Orleans and the rest of Jefferson Parish. So it really was a great location for this type of business that we've just started. And it's called the Mediation Clinic of Louisiana. And like you said, I have been practicing law for 18 years. I've been a family law attorney. And we've had a really great, successful run at it. I have a law firm here in Kenner that focuses on family law. But after so many years of family law, you start thinking that there has to be a better way to help families end a marriage and move into the next phase of their life.
Right.
Whether that's living separate or raising kids together. There had to be a better way than just the court system, because the court system's so adversarial.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other way to get around it. It's the way the courts are designed to be fair. You have to each pose your different sides. And it encourages fighting, not intentionally, but just the whole way the process works with the courts. So my law partner and I, Lauren Rogers, we took some mediation classes, we started doing some mediations, and just having people leave with a resolution that they helped reach, rather than a judge told them they had to do, it was making a difference in people's lives. And for me, you know, I'm not at the end of my career, but I'm 18 years in, and I'm ready to move on and help people heal more than hurt.
Yeah, divorce can be such a traumatic experience, and people fight, and they fight about stupid little things because they want to make their points, and they're so hurt and they're bitter. Whether they were the reason for the demise of the marriage, or their partner was. But everything gets thrown up, and things from decades ago sometimes. But mediation certainly seems like it's more civil.
Yes. Literally, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, people are mad. This is my lamp. That's his book. And they argue about these things, not because those things really, really matter to them, but there's such a thing going on behind the scenes that they
right.
can't get past. And so that's what they're really, really fighting about. And the great thing about mediation is that we're sitting at a table together, with or without their lawyers. Some people choose to come with their lawyers. They feel better that way, and that's certainly welcome. And some people come without their lawyers. And it's an opportunity to say things that you can't say to each other in court, to sort of get the past off their chest, to look eye to eye and say, okay, we've said it. Are we ready to move on where we can just resolve this? And what I've discovered is that people, when they have a hand in working out their resolution, even if it's something they're not completely in love with, maybe a visitation schedule that they don't love, but if they had a hand in deciding how that visitation schedule was going to play out, they're much more likely to follow it. They may not, like I said, be in love with it, but they're at least compliant, and right. they aren't fighting with each other about, you were 5 minutes late today. It's my, you know, Mardi Gras holiday. I get the whole day, not half the day, you know. And they start actually putting their kids first, because it's hard to look at your ex-spouse and not think about your children. And so I have found that there's a lot of healing that happens in that whole process. And just as a practicing attorney, it just makes you feel good to see people... to see people happier with their outcome.
Yeah, it's different when you have two attorneys and a judge fighting it out and advocating on your behalf, and you're just sitting back waiting, you know, saying, where do I sign? You know, I want this to be over and done with. But you don't really have a lot of say in the process, because it is so legal and so cumbersome. But so you don't advocate for either side. You just try to do the right thing and right. get them to see what the right things are.
Right, and I'll tell them, like, based on my experience, this is more likely to happen in court than that. So I will give them some tools to help them meet a resolution that is legal, but also works for them. Hmm. But you're right, I've had so many cases where I leave court and the client's like, wait, what happened? I didn't even get a chance to say anything, and they didn't.
Right.
They didn't. And I feel sorry for them, because the same thing might have happened at the end of the day in that particular case that would have happened in mediation, but the difference is that they didn't have a voice in it at all, and they're just handed the judgment.
Right.
And you got to hope you have a good lawyer. You got to hope you have a lawyer that doesn't have any issues with any particular judge, the one that you're in front of, that isn't arguing with the hearing officer, or that there's not some baggage. You got to hope you get a judge that's, you know, open-minded, not having a bad day. I mean, there's a lot of factors that play into it.
And you have to hope that the judge is unbiased and actually going to listen.
Right, and actually going to listen. That's the key. But in mediation, I can't be called to testify. I literally am just there to facilitate them reaching an agreement. So neither one of them can use me as a weapon later.
Right.
So it's wonderful, because they can say what they really, really feel and think, and what they really want, without fear that it's going to be held against them in a courtroom later. It can't be.
I know a lot of people that that have gotten divorced, and I have been divorced myself. But you go through that process, and like I said, it is traumatic, and it tears you apart, because you want certain things, and if you're hurting, if you were the hurt spouse, you want to strike back and you want to hurt back. And sometimes you don't think that clearly, and you get the kids in the way, and it's not a good situation. And hopefully this process that you're describing is going to be better for a lot of people, and we hope so.
I do too. I'm hoping to really bring some healing to people. I can't change the circumstance that they found themselves in,
right.
Or why their marriage didn't work out. And, you know, sometimes one of them has an affair, and the one who was hurt by the affair strikes out, but the guilt of the one who had the affair makes them act sort of erratic as well.
And it's not marriage counseling to try to put the pieces back together.
Right.
Yeah, they've already decided that they're going to get divorced and moving forward. But how can we make that process better,
right.
and easier,
right.
And less hurtful and spiteful?
Yeah, accepting where they are, and figuring out how we're going to move forward. And you know, some people come and we're hoping that they'll repeat after a few years if they find something in their custody plan's not working. That rather than going to court, they consider mediation first, because I just think that there's a lot more healing there. And at the end of the day, I've done this long enough that I've seen the result of kids who have been through very, very trying divorce proceedings, and it is not pretty.
Right.
And a lot of those children, you know, were clients I received from the school, so I've been able to follow them. They're friends with my kids, and it's just heartbreaking what happens to them. So if I can help make that where it's not so traumatic for a family, I'm doing it. I'm going to change the course of my business and make that work.
Well, how can people get in touch with you if they are in the process of possibly getting divorced, and how can they get in touch with you and reach out to you?
Well, we're on Facebook, the Mediation Clinic of Louisiana. We have a website, mediatelouisiana.com, And, of course, you can call our office. It's 504-468-1100.
Very easy to remember.
Yeah.
468-1100. Located here on Florida Avenue, just a couple of blocks from the original Italian Pie of Kenner, where we are broadcasting live from. And like I said, I wanted to talk to you because I think this is an incredibly interesting idea. And hopefully we can follow along. And I think you can help a lot of people, and I think that's what it's about. And also the fact that we haven't talked in a while, and we get to do it here in Kenner, of all places. So, but I'm glad you came on. That is the Mediation Clinic of Louisiana, 468-1100. If you're in the process of getting divorced, and obviously you might be thinking, hey, there has to be a better way than going through this process. And make sure you check out Rita Bohan and talk to her. Maybe she can help and her staff help you get to the resolution more comfortably and more peacefully and end up in a better place. Thank you, Rita.
Thank you so much.
We are broadcasting live from the original Italian Pie of Kenner, 3600 Williams Boulevard, just a little bit north of West Esplanade. Colonel Jessup was here, but he left, sadly. I know that makes your day, Josh.
Yeah, but he told me he was going to swing by.
Yeah, no, he was here. He said hello, and
there you go.
And he said he wanted to talk about David West, but now he's gone.
Oh, well.
So maybe he's in the parking lot devouring his food. I don't know. But we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with another Kenner business owner. We are out here broadcasting live from the original Italian Pie of Kenner, 3600 Williams Boulevard, just a little north of West Esplanade. Stop by and say hello, and we are talking about Freedom Fest and all the great things that are going on in and around Kenner. When the Walt Bonatti radio program continues on WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com, and the TuneIn radio app.